from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of four sources of joy. Chag HaSukkot is known as the most joyous holiday. Torah and Parshat Re'eh says several times, "V'samachta b'chagecha," we should rejoice on the holiday, particularly in Sukkot, not on Pesach, yes on Shavuot, but particularly several times when it comes to Sukkot, "V'ayita ach sameach," will be particularly joyous, they say, even on Simchas Torah, even more so. But what is the source of our joy? Where does joy come from? We know that in Sukkot we have seven supernal guests, the Ushpizin. Let's talk about our first three guests, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And let's try to understand the source of joy comes with these guests. Avraham. With Avraham, we notice an interesting paradox, a tension. On the one hand, he's new, and Judaism is fragile at that point. I mean, if he doesn't have children, it's all over. His whole life is so precarious. His whole commitment to God is so new. It's so fresh. And since he's so new, he needs protection. Hashem is magen Avraham. Hashem is particularly guarding Avraham. He's particularly the guardian of Abraham, more than the other forefathers. Why? Because he's so new, and because he's so open. He's open to the whole world. He has relationships with all of his neighbors. Well, the more open you are, the more protection you need. So we discover that he's able, even within his precariousness of his situation, he's able to have stability and protection. That's the sukkah. It's both precarious and it's also stable. The true protection is when we realize our precariousness and we know that our true protection is from God. But how does Avraham feel the joy? When it comes to Avraham, we know that Avraham, Ohavi, Avraham is known as a man who loves God. God loves him. He worships God out of love. And on Sukkot, we worship God out of love. And when it comes to love, when we feel the embrace of God, we feel protected. Linus once said, you know, Charles M. Schulz, the Peanuts, Linus once said, true happiness is sleeping in the back car of your parents' car. Why are you able to sleep in the back seat of your parents' car? Because you feel loved. When you feel loved, you feel protected. Do we know there won't be any accidents? We don't know. But when you feel love, you feel protected. Sukkot, first source of joy, is the feeling of being loved. When you feel loved, you feel protected. When you feel protected, you feel secure. And with that, brings joy. Our second source of joy comes from the lesson of Yitzchak, our second guest. Yitzchak is a funny thing. His name means laughter, but he represents Yira, worshiping God out of awe. He represents the binding of Isaac. He's the one who told his father in the Midrash, he said, "Father, bind my arms even stronger because I'm afraid I might flinch. I want to be constrained. I want to be disciplined." How can there be joy within discipline? How can his name be Yitzchak? He be the person. We are the children of Yitzchak. We shall laugh. We will always laugh. A Jew will always laugh. We'll always find joy. You know why? Because we have that discipline. We have the awe of God. We have the Yamim Noraim. We had Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We had Elul before that. All the awe of God. When we feel that we're in the presence of a true judge, when we know that there is din, is dayan, there is a judge, there is law, there is order, there is discipline, we feel secure. A child doesn't feel secure when there are no rules. We as children of God feel secure knowing that there are rules, there's discipline. And with that, we find security. And with that security, we find happiness. Yitzchak, as Fazema says, Kol HaShomea Yitzchak Li, Sarah said, anyone who hears the voice of the shofar and trembles from the shofar and understands there is a God in this world and there are rules, that's Yitzchak. That's when you'll be able to truly rejoice. After the days of awe, we have simcha because we know we're in a secure world in which there are rules, there is discipline. Finally, Yaakov is our third supernal guest. And on the third day of Sukkot, and Yaakov is the one most associated with Sukkot because he went to Sukkot. And if it represents the clouds of glory, he's always being protected by the angels of God. And who is Yaakov? The rabbis say that the human being was supposed to be like a reflection of God, the Tzelem Elohim, the image of God. And Adam had that true beauty, a reflection of the ultimate splendor and beauty of God. Who possessed that reflection of the reflection of Adam? The Gemara says it was Yaakov. Yaakov's main shufrei d'Adam Arishon, he had that beauty of the ultimate human being. After Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, we work on ourselves and we try to go higher and higher. Rosh Hashanah, recognizing the judgment of God. Yom Kippur, trying to reach the angelic levels. Now we come back down to earth. We eat in the Sukkah. We rejoice in a physical way. And we try to reach the pinnacle of humanity. We try to strive to be Yaakov. We look at the ladder that Yaakov had going from earth to heaven, heaven to earth. We try to climb that ladder, get on that ladder, and get on our journey toward great things. When do we find joy? What's the third source of joy? The third source of joy is self-fulfillment. When you reach the potential of the human being, we recognize that we have the Tzelem Elohim, the image of God, and we can reach great potentials. Then we can have true joy. But finally, we know that nowadays the greatest joy is not during Sukkot as it was in the time of the Temple and the Mishnah, but rather the greatest joy is Simchat Torah. Because in the Temple, they knew that they were Lifnei Hashem. They were in front of God. If you're with God, you feel the love of God. You feel the discipline of God. You feel that you try to reflect the godliness. And hopefully it brings great joy. But today, how do we feel the embrace of God? How do we feel the discipline of God? How do we feel the potential for human greatness? It's by learning Torah. When we connect with the Torah, we are hopefully as close as we can be to Lifnei Hashem, to being in front of God as we can be. Right? Nathan Greenblatt told a story of that there was a sense in Volozhin and Slabodka and the great yeshivas of Europe that this was the Beis HaMikdash, that there was a holy divine presence there. We can create a great divine presence by, as every Jew always does, when you dance with the Torah on Simchas Torah and you rejoice, the Torah can be our fourth source of joy, because the Torah is a reflection of God. The Torah is the discipline of God. The Torah is telling us how to reach our highest potential of the human being, both in relation to God and relation to others, to reach our highest potential. What are the sources of joy? Source of joy is knowing that we are loved by God, feeling embrace of God. That's a great source of joy. What is the source of joy? It's knowing that there are rules, there are limits in our world, and knowing those limitations can help us feel secure and happy. Yitzchak, we can laugh like the name Yitzchak. And Yaakov teaches us that there's great joy when we can reach our potential. And Simchas Torah tells us that all these elements of joy can be found in the learning of Torah, and that can be our greatest source of joy. We wish everyone a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, Mo'adim L'Simcha, happy Sukkos, enjoyable, meaningful Simchat Torah. And let us hope that this not only is an ending of the reading of the cycle of the Torah, but a beginning of renewed commitment and love of God throughout the entire year. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.